Good morning. I'm going to focus today on the parable of the Good Samaritan. You're probably familiar with this story. It's a favorite of many, and it's pretty much known worldwide. So let me just start by reading it. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which one of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and you do likewise." This is a challenging parable, as all of the parables are. And every time I read it, I get an additional insight or an emphasis on an insight that is even stronger. But if we look at this passage, we see the context that is one of danger. So much of life is dangerous. It's just a dangerous world. And danger can be a very real reason why we don't get involved. Now, this particular place that they were traveling is a road that's there to this day. And it's the road between Jericho and Jerusalem. And these travelers, we know that the priest and the Levi are going down the road to Jericho. Jesus says that in the story. He said that, first of all, the man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. And then when he talks about the priest, he said the priest was going down that road. Well, going down the road means they were going downhill, how I read it, from Jerusalem to Jericho. And why that matters is it appears that the priest and the Levite had completed their temple duties and were done for the day. So did they really have an excuse for not stopping on any level? What could the excuses have been? Well, one excuse is it's a very dangerous road. You stop and you might find out that there are thieves waiting to ambush you. Or how do you know that the whole thing isn't a ruse and that the wounded man isn't faking it just to see if you will stop? I remember when I was in high school, I was driving home late at night and there was a purse right in the middle of the road. So I stopped my car and I walked to the purse and all of a sudden it moved. And so I went over to it to bend down again and it moved again. Ends up there was a string attached to it, like a fishing line. And there were kids in the bushes playing a prank on me. And they were laughing. I could hear the laughter. I think I said something like, "That's the last time I'm going to try to help somebody." And I got in my car and drove away. But the point is, we are called to keep our eyes open for our neighbor. And it's not about my pain. It's not about trickery and saving face. It's about keeping my eyes and my heart open. And the priest and the Levite had shut down. I think they needed ministered to as much as the man by the side of the road. Man by the side of the road was half dead. I think the priest and the Levite were half dead. And I think that we get upset with them in our minds, like, wow, they're really mean. They just walked on by. But what if we viewed even them as our neighbor? And we said, I wonder what it is that happened to them that caused them to shut down and not want to stop and at least see who this man is. The only one who stopped was the third man, and he is identified by Jesus as being the Good Samaritan. Now, the lawyer who asked Jesus, "Who's my neighbor?" he was a teacher of the law. And it was pretty common for the teaching to say that you need to love your neighbor, but your neighbor is a fellow Jew. The Samaritans were half-breeds. They were half Gentile and half Jewish. And that's because they were people who came from the Jews that were left behind when the exile happened in the north. So there were 10 tribes of the north that were taken away by the Babylonians. And when they were taken away by the Babylonians, excuse me, it's the Assyrians that took them away in 585 BC. And when they took them away, they left just a few behind. And then they brought in some Canaanites and foreigners and settled them in that area, the Assyrians did, and then there was intermarriage. And so what you had left was a people who had married Gentiles, and they kind of had similarities in their beliefs and everything, but they were just very different than the Jews, and they were not viewed to be kosher. They were and actually were enemies in many ways. Both the Jews and the Samaritans didn't like each other. So there was enmity. And so the idea was, these people are not my neighbor. So Jesus makes the man, the Good Samaritan, the hero. He's the one who goes over and he sees this wounded man. He sees his need, and he opens his heart. And we're told he's filled with compassion. What a wonderful word, compassion. And it shows up at this point in the story. And he not only binds up his wounds and brings immediate attention to the injuries of the man, but he puts him on his animal and he takes him to an inn and he pays money to the innkeeper and says, please take care of him. Any needs that he has, I'll pay for it. And if this isn't enough money, when I come back in a few days, I'll pay you the rest. He was giving him his heart and soul. He opened his eyes, he opened his heart, and he opened his pocketbook to help this man. We don't know if the man lying by the side of the road was Jewish or a Samaritan. We just know he was coming from Jerusalem. And what I love about this story is I really see Jesus as the Good Samaritan. Jesus is your Good Samaritan. Maybe right now it's hard to admit, but you're more like the priest or the Levite. Maybe something happened and you shut down and you quit giving. Maybe you had that experience or one similar to mine where a prank was done or you were hurt when you tried to give. You ever tried to give to somebody and they didn't appreciate it? It slammed the door in your face and something in you shut down. Maybe that's you. I think Jesus is saying, I'm having compassion on you. That was certainly the lawyer. The lawyer was either the priest or the Levite, and Jesus was having compassion on him. You see, Jesus is your Good Samaritan. He's my Good Samaritan. And he's calling us to let him be the Good Samaritan within us to others. He's the God who sees. There's a Hebrew name for God that means the God who sees. He's the God who sees. Let the God who sees see the needs of others through you. Let the God who sees bring compassion into your heart so that when you see things the way God sees things. And you see ways you can meet needs that you didn't even know before. This is a great parable. I hope it blesses you. Spend some time praying. Lord, am I like the priest? Am I like the Levite? Am I like the wounded man? Maybe I need some healing, Lord. Maybe I need to reach out for help. Or maybe I just need to sit here and let you minister to me. You know, the Lord ministers to us sometimes. I say he ministers to us all the time. But he also uses people. And he wants us to reach out if we need help. Don't forget that if you are the wounded man by the side of the road, there is help. And don't be afraid to ask for it, both from the Lord and your brother and sisters in Christ. God bless you.